Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've driven down Main Street in Placerville this month, you may have noticed the Gold Rush town has turned a little pink. Pink in the Night is a month-long cancer awareness campaign in El Dorado County. It happens every October. Businesses illuminate their storefronts to symbolize the community's united fight against cancer. This weekend, you have the opportunity to enjoy all of those lights, live music, shopping, even a fashion show, while having fun with friends, and it's all for a good cause. Girls Night Out takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. this Saturday along Main Street in Placerville. Wendy Goosen is the founder of Images of Hope, and Mikhail Chernovsky is a volunteer with Girls Night Out, and they're both here to tell us more about the event on Saturday. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
appreciate being here.
All right, Wendy, I want to start with you. What is Images of Hope? How long have you been serving the Placerville community?
I started Images of Hope 13 years ago, and we started originally for cancer patients. Hence, we started Pink in the Night shortly after that. We now have opened it up to not just cancer patients, but anybody in El Dorado County that's going through trauma. So everything that we do supports the community with the healing arts. So we do yoga, meditation, Pilates, knitting, art therapy classes, journaling, watercolor. So we try to support the community by going through any kind of the healing arts that we can to support people.
How did this start for you? When did you get this idea?
I worked with cancer patients for 21 years, and one of the things that I noticed was that people really didn't need to sit and talk about their cancer all the time anymore, that one of the things to help them on their healing journey was to be able to do the healing arts. And that has happened in many of our big universities across the nation. Research has found that that really is a big part of the healing process.
I can attest to that. Yeah. I mean, I ended up taking up some sketching and watercolor painting when I was going through breast cancer treatment last year. And it's incredibly healing. We just had another conversation with veterans and
yes.
Art therapy and the importance of that. So it's kind of a theme of the show today, which is wonderful. Mikhail, how did you get involved in all of this?
Honestly, it was just kind of a happen chance. I was walking into Ambiance, one of the retailers on Main Street, and they were selling their bling bags, and a customer was having some issues with like the PayPal or the Venmo or whatever. So I just kind of stepped in. I was like, oh, here, let me help you really quick. And started talking with one of the owners there, and they were like, yeah, we're doing this event. And I was just like, oh, if you guys want help, like, I do technology stuff, like, let me just, like, help you. And that, you know, so just been helping promote, you know, get the word out about this incredible event. And, you know, as a girl dad, I just, you know, I'm just trying to show up for my daughters and, you know, show how we can give back to our community and help others.
You know, that could have just been an isolated exchange that you had with someone, but obviously it's played dividends. You wanted to volunteer. Where does that come from, wanting to help the community in this way?
You know, I think it's just something that's been instilled in me. You know, I think a couple years ago you interviewed my dad as mm-hmm. we were raising funds to help the war efforts in Ukraine. And so it's, you know, for me, it's really important to not only give back, but actively invest in my community, because this is, you know, where I'm raising my children. And I want them to have a, you know, a community that they can love and celebrate.
So what exactly is Girls Night Out? What are people in for on Saturday?
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. We started Girls Night Out in 2014. And it has evolved over time, and it's just going to be a really fun event. We're going to have, the main stage is going to be Echo Summit, and right before then, it's going to be in the parking lot that's right next to the Tap House. So when people start arriving at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a fashion show at 5:30. And then we have 32 merchants in town that are going to be participating in Girls Night Out. And we also have, as Images of Hope, we deliver all the lights downtown. We pink up the town. We pink up the bell tower. But we're also hoping that this year everybody is going to have a contest for doing their windows and pinking their windows up. which is always really a fun treat. So it's just going to be a really fun time for people to walk downtown. All the different merchants are hosting different games. Then, like I say, we're going to have the fashion show at 5:30. And then after that, Echo Summit's going to start playing and there'll be dancing until 9 o'clock. And it's just a really fun time to be downtown.
And how is Images of Hope involved?
We've just been sort of part of that since the very beginning. It was just sort of one of those, you know, just like Miguel is saying, as far as giving back. Images of Hope, we have fundraisers during the year so that we can support the people that come to our classes for free. So we pay our teachers. But in the very beginning, we started doing Pink in the Night because we wanted to give back to the town. And it usually just falls the same time of the year as Girls Night Out. And this year, I'm also on the committee for Girls Night Out, and they just decided that this theme this year would be Pink in the Night, just because it is. We do that every October.
Yeah, it's a good coincidence.
Yes.
To have. I mean, it's also great that you offer art therapy services for free for people in El Dorado County. And of course, fundraising is a part of that. What type of events do you have that helps make this financially possible?
One of the events that we do every year is actually at Rainbow Orchards. And we do, it's called Picnic in the Orchard. And that helps raise money. We do that every first Saturday in June. And it's a great event, and it's beautiful in the orchard at Rainbow Orchards. So that's our real main event. And then we do the banners downtown. When you drive through town, you can see these beautiful banners that hang on the lampposts. That's another fundraiser. We do a quilt auction that we just finished up, that where we put the quilts downtown in different merchants' buildings. So we just try to do as many different kind of things like that that we can in the community to raise funds. We get grants, and then we also have a great philanthropic community in El Dorado.
Miguel, what are you looking forward to on Saturday at Girls Night Out?
I guess the easiest way is to say, you know, food, fashion, and fun with my daughters. Like, exactly. I'm ready to do some shopping. I'm ready to dress up, like, listen to some music. And
are you going to be in the fashion show?
You know what? My daughters will convince me to do anything, so probably.
Yeah. What do you hope your daughters get out of, you know, of course, fun events like Saturday, but there's a deeper message to it.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's the importance of showing the value of showing up in our communities to reconnect with people. Like, I think, you know, not to get political or anything, but the last few years, I feel like there's been a lot of disconnect. And the reason why I wanted to get involved is I wanted to find a tangible way to plug into my community, to plug into where my daughters are being raised. And so this is the best way I can do it, is to participate and help in any way I can with volunteering for something like this, and then participating and showing up and just, you know, having fun and saying, hey, let's have a good time together.
How would you describe calling Placerville home?
It is, man, it's a mix of everything. It's, you know, you've got your homesteaders, you've got your ranchers, you've got your hippies, you've got your artists. I mean, you're in for a treat when you head to Main Street. Placerville is how I tell people. You know, gear up for an adventure and see what life has to offer out there.
Yeah. Wendy, is it just as easy as showing up on Saturday for people who are interested?
Absolutely. We have bling bags, and you can get a bling bag for $20, or you can get just the coupons that go to all the stores for $10. As a matter of fact, I did bring you a bling bag so you can play. And it's got all sorts of stuff in it. It's very fun. But you can just show up, too. You just can go to the restaurants. You don't have to get the bling bag to participate. It's a free event. It's nice just to be able to go into all the stores and see what's going on. The restaurants, we have several restaurants that on Main Street that are going to be offering some great drinks, specialty drinks that night. And so just to come and have a good time. Just enjoy the town. Placerville is such a wonderful town to, like you say, it's a great mix of people, great mix of merchants and stores, and opportunity to meet friends and have a good time.
Well, Wendy and Miguel, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.
Taking the trip down 50. Wendy Goosen is the founder and president of Images of Hope in Placerville. And Mikhail Chernovsky is organizing this Saturday's Girls Night Out event. It's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Main Street. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.